Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you Keenan Wynn in a story titled Romance in a Bird Farm. And now the curtain rises on Act One of Romance in a Bird Farm, starring Keenan Wynn as Professor Armstrong. For all of his 6 feet, 1 inch of brawn and muscle, Horace Armstrong is a very studious young man, and at 24 years, a famous authority on bird life. Professor Armstrong is manager of the bird park at beautiful Catalina Island. And on this bright California morning, we meet Horace making his rounds, peering through his horn-rimmed glasses at his feathered charges, now stopping to taste the bird food at the cage of the Corvus Americanus. Crows to us. Now past the cage of the Cassisis Americus Occidentalis, who never failed to greet their keeper. Further down the walk, two early morning visitors are seated on a park bench, a distinguished-looking gentleman and a beautiful young lady.
Is that the fellow, Dad?
Yes, Bootsy, that's Professor Armstrong.
I don't get it.
You will, my dear.
Well, in the first place, what are we doing hanging around a bird park? Why, now, Dad, you weren't thinking of inviting that poor man to a little game of poker, were you?
I'll have you know Professor Armstrong is an eminent ornithologist. As fellow bird lovers, we have much in common.
And what do you know about birds?
Why, I studied up. The professor will find my knowledge to be of great value.
Why, now, Dad, you're up to something.
Bootsy, we happen to need money to get off this island. Now, just leave things to me.
But, Dad...
Quiet, here he comes. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Good morning.
Professor, my daughter and I were just remarking about your beautiful anus rupturites.
You were? Well, thank you.
Professor, my name is Blevin. Cyril Audubon Blevin.
Oh, how do you do?
And this is my daughter, Bootsy, Professor Horace Armstrong.
Oh, delighted to make your acquaintance, Miss Blevin.
Uh-huh.
You'll find my daughter is no tyro at ornithology.
Is that so?
Why, she keeps a Leptolophus hollandicus as a pet, don't you, dear?
A what?
A parrot.
Yes. Speaks 7 different languages.
Incredible. Tell me, did you have to split its tongue to make it talk?
Split its tongue?
Yeah.
No. I just use a whip.
Professor, you have an exhaustive collection of birds here.
Every bird known in the world.
Almost every bird, Professor Armstrong.
And which bird is not represented, Mr. Blevin?
The Ichthyornis. You do not have one.
Yes. Truly a rare bird.
And a famous addition to any bird park.
To make a pun, Mr. Blevin, it would be a feather in my cap to exhibit an ichthyornis.
Then it's a very valuable bird?
Oh, beyond price, beyond price.
Well, speaking of birds, Professor, do you happen to keep a few chickens around here? I mean, something for a breakfast exhibit?
Now, Bootsy, we'll be back at the hotel shortly. We arose too early for breakfast this morning.
Oh, well, won't you be my guest for breakfast? There's a little hot dog stand right at the gate.
Oh, don't trouble yourself. Besides, there's a big meal waiting for us at the hotel.
Oh, I'll settle for the hot dog. Lead on, Professor.
Mustard on your hot dog?
All the way.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Professor, it's a coincidence that you should mention your interest in the ichthyornis bird.
Well, every ornithologist is interested.
How true. And it's the very reason why we are leaving the island tomorrow, is it not, Bootsy?
Oh, one reason is as good as another.
Oh, but you're not leaving.
Professor, the expedition cannot wait.
Expedition?
Yes. I'm mounting an expedition to the wilds of Caledonia. They're at to study and secure living specimens of the ichthyornis. this bird. What's wrong?
Oh, too much mustard.
Well, dear, we'll run along now. Oh,
but I'd like to hear about the ichthyornis bird.
Well, we're leaving tomorrow. Better see us tonight at the Carlton Hotel.
Oh, I will.
Yes, come early. Bootsy here will entertain you until I'm free.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, goodbye, Professor.
I'll see you later.
All right, Dad. What's the big idea?
Why Bootsy,
dating dear... Dating me up with that professor. Well, what'll I do with him all evening? Imitate bird calls?
Now, do whatever you like. But remember, bring him back so I can talk to him.
The curtain falls on Act One of Romance in a Bird Farm, starring Keenan Wynn. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from our announcer.
Young men, if you are 17 to 34 years of age, the National Guard offers you an opportunity to serve yourself as you serve your country. Yes, as a member of the Guard, you develop your skills and abilities. You get extra pay today and qualify for retirement pay in the future. You get all this just for training a few hours each month, right in your own hometown. Now, while vacancies exist, is the time to enlist in a new National Guard. Visit your local outfit. Get the facts, then get in the Guard. Now back to our show.
The curtain rises on Act Two of Romance in a Bird Farm, starring Keenan Wynn. Fast-talking Mr. Blevin has designs on Horace Armstrong, the Birdman. He has asked his daughter, Bootsy, to entertain that serious-minded young man. So Bootsy has laid out what she considers an appropriate plan, starting with a lovely chamber music recital.
Oh, it's marvelous music. You come to this hall often?
Oh, never miss a performance.
Hmm. Do you dance, Miss Blevin?
Why, yes. Do you?
Oh, certainly. I wrote a book about the dancing cranes on my bird farm.
Oh.
Hmm. Shall we try the Palace Club?
Palace Club? But that joint jumps. It's strictly jitterbug.
Yeah, I know. Think you could learn?
Oh, could I? Well, come on, let's get out of this fire trap. Oh, Professor, you never learned this from the dancing crane.
Well, hey, Baba Rebop, I'm no square
Aruni. Dig me, Professor, and I'll take it away. Oh, gee, it's been a swell evening. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Miss Blevin.
Well, I'd invite you in for a minute, but it's almost midnight.
Oh, my gosh, and your father wanted to see me.
Oh, no, he doesn't. I mean, he's probably sleeping now.
Well, I'll just knock on his door.
Oh, no, don't do that.
But you're leaving tomorrow. What about my ichthyornis bird?
Now, look, Professor, I don't think Dad would even recognize a, let alone catch one for you.
You don't think so?
No. What I mean is, I wouldn't put any money on it.
But you're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, well, I'll see you before I go, at the bird park.
Promise?
Mm-hmm. If you promise not to see Dad tonight.
All right, I promise.
Well, good night, Horace.
Good night, Bootsy. Well, all's fair in love and war. Oh, Mr. Blevin.
Why, Professor, come in.
Well, thank you.
I've been working, planning my expedition.
For the ichthyornis?
For the ichthyornis.
Ah, a rare bird.
Very rare.
A prize addition to a bird exhibit.
And a feather in the cap for the man who exhibits it.
You mean...
Certainly, my boy, I'll ship you one.
You will?
Guaranteed.
Oh, but the price.
Oh, what price? There's no talk of price between fellow ornithologists.
Well, thank you.
But naturally, there's the cost of crating and mailing.
Oh, naturally, there's that.
So shall we say $200?
Yes, let's.
Payable before I leave?
I'll write you a check. You can cash it in the morning.
Oh, splendid.
Step to this window, please.
Ah, here you are, cashier. A small check on my friend Professor Armstrong.
Yes, sir. Hmm.
Well, this is his bank, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir, but...
Well, cash it.
I think there's a notice out on this check, sir.
Notice? What do you mean?
Stopping payment.
Hmm?
Yes, it's in my drawer here. There, now let me see. Ah, here it is. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, officer, stop that man.
Oh, Professor.
Why, well, hello. I thought you'd forgotten all about me.
Oh, Horace, I'm worried about Dad.
Worried? Why?
Well, I don't know what's happened to him. I haven't seen him since you called yesterday.
Oh, well, I saw him after I left you.
Last night?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Horace, you didn't.
Well, we just talked about the ichthyornis bird.
Oh, you didn't give him any money.
Well, I wrote a check for $200.
Oh, and I warned you about that. Now you'll never see your old bird.
Well, I know that. There haven't been any ichthyornis birds for 1,000,000 years. They're extinct.
Well, then why in the world did
I didn't want your father to leave the island and take you away.
Oh, you don't know my dad. With all that money on him, he's gone and left me, and, well, what in the world am I going to do now?
Oh, but he didn't leave.
He didn't?
They stopped him when he tried to cash the check.
Stopped him?
The check was no good. I stopped payment on it.
What? Why, you heel.
Huh?
And I thought you were different.
You did?
I was falling for you.
You were?
And what do? You tricked my father into the hoose cow.
The hoose cow?
Well, you put him in jail.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Bootsy.
Oh, don't you Bootsy me, you mealy-mouthed bird man.
But your father isn't in jail. He's right here in the bird park.
Well, I don't believe it.
He's working for me.
Working? Him? Oh, that's the biggest story yet. And if you think I believe one word of
what... Good morning, daughter.
Dad, you... In overalls.
The uniform of a scientist, my dear. The professor has asked me to collaborate in his research here.
Why, Dad, that's wonderful.
So, if you'll excuse me now, I have a few more cages to clean out.
Well, Dad's all settled.
Yeah. Me too. He promised to take over for me.
Take over?
Mm-hmm. When I'm gone.
You don't plan on staying here?
Oh, well, I love birds, but... How much can a man stand?
Oh.
I was thinking about Mexico. Wonderful country, Mexico.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Mm. Lots of excitement.
Uh-huh.
I hope you like Mexico.
You hope I like... Oh. Why, Professor.
Because I'm not spending my honeymoon on a bird farm.
The curtain falls on Act Two of Romance in a Bird Farm, starring Keenan Wynn. Thank you, Keenan, for your appearance here with us on this performance, and our sincere congratulations on a superb portrayal. We're a little late. Thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Star appeared through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.